Don Lemon from CNN this morning, where he's in the big chair.
Well, this is the big chair. I'm on the TV chair. This is the big radio chair.
Okay, okay, yes.
Did y'all see that interview with Donald Sterling?
Yes.
Let's talk about Donald Sterling and the kiss with Michael Sam. Donald Sterling, Michael Sam.
Wow.
Two men in the spotlight. What'd you say?
I said, wow.
Wow.
Donald Sterling and Michael Sam's kiss. Let's see how you put this together. Right. Go ahead.
I'm going to put it together. There are two men there in the spotlight bringing focus to issues of race, bigotry, and tolerance, but obviously in very different ways. Donald Sterling's words were caught on tape a few weeks ago, and they reveal the depths of his racism. His interview this week on CNN didn't help his own case. Take a listen.
What has he done? Can you tell me? Big Magic Johnson, what has he done?
Well, yes, he's a business person.
He's got AIDS. Did he do any business? Did he help anybody in South L.A.?
Well, I think he has HIV. He doesn't actually have full-blown AIDS. But.
Well, what kind of a guy goes to every city, has sex with every girl, then he catches HIV? And is that someone we want to respect and tell our kids about? I think he should be ashamed of himself. I think he should go into the background. But what does he do for the black people?
I really don't have to say anything after that soundbite. His ignorance speaks volumes. Now let's talk about Michael Sam. Relieved that his decision to be himself didn't cost him his career, had an emotional moment that was months in the making ever since he became the first openly gay NFL prospect. He kissed his boyfriend live on national television, on a sports channel no less, and I have to tell you, I saw it live and I was taken aback by it. It was a bit shocking for me, just because I had never seen that before in the context of an athlete. I wonder, though, if that kiss helped promote tolerance or widen the divide, because not everyone was on board, including some professional athletes who voiced their disgust. At least two of them were black men who should know how bigotry and discrimination feel. Dolphins player Don Jones, he tweeted this, OMG and horrible. He was promptly fined and excused from the team while he gets some, quote, educational training, and he promptly issued an apology. Former NFL player Derek Ward commented that kids were watching and that the draft and that ESPN shouldn't have shown the kiss. I really wonder how Jackie Robinson, what he would think about this, how he would feel about this. Remember him? When many people were screaming no race mixing, he was the guy who risked his life for inclusion in sports, including African Americans and all people of color. Michael Sam is now a guy risking his livelihood and perhaps his bodily harm or bodily harm on and off the field for further inclusion of all Americans. So here's my real question. I want you to think about this. The same voices, the big-name players, the leaders, the influencers who so vehemently denounced Donald Sterling by sending out statements and tweets and giving press conferences. Where are those people? Where are those voices in support of Michael Sam?
All right. Go back to the chair. We'll be watching you.
Thank you. See y'all later. Bye-bye.